Sunday, March 14th, about 12 minutes after 8. It is Low Standards and Pours. Thanks for listening to us. And thanks for your all your hospitality, loyalty. Just waiting for the co-host to jump on. He sometimes has a problem with his rotary phone there. Good evening, co-host.
Good evening, Dr. Eric.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Sunday, bro.
Happy Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Hey, we lost an hour. Nice fade out, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been practicing those.
Really, really do like those fade outs. You're getting really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I have to hit the button real slow to fade it out like that.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing, it's working. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, both of our listeners think it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and that fan that we have.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Hey, Ma. Uh-oh. All right. I'll call you back. I'm on the podcast right now. All right. Bye.
Well, you're trying to get her on that podcast.
I should get her on the podcast. Our ratings would shoot out the roof. We'd blow Joe Rogan right out the water.
That would be so much fun. Your Ma's hilarious. Oh, man.
One of these days, I'll see if I can somehow get her on.
I would offer for us to put my birth mom on this, but
oh yeah,
she would talk our ears off, and we wouldn't get a word in edgewise. It would be actually incredible.
Yeah, maybe it might be her podcast.
You know what? And I'm fine with that too. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I think, yeah. I think it might be nice for her grandkids to have a record of her voice being silly, because
right.
You know, my grandkids, should I ever have any, are going to go, Grandpa was nuts.
Yeah. Well,
turn the TV off in the background.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Well, unfortunately, our podcast isn't named, you know, the Sterling Heights talk show or the Bill show. It's called Low Standards and Pours.
Right.
It's so as long as your mother wants to be a part of Low Standards and Pours.
Yeah, we'll let her. We'll
yeah,
we'll
and she feels comfortable with that.
We'll figure out a way to make a topic that we'll get her to come in, and it should be goofy and silly. That's not going to happen soon.
No.
But so I was going to say we lost an hour.
We did.
Where
to go?
I don't know where it went. Just disappeared.
Yeah.
Saturday night, I woke up an hour earlier than I normally do. And I slept in, so
yeah.
This morning, so it was just weird.
I thought you were taking that to a joke of some kind.
I was thinking I was gonna, but all of a sudden, right away, I didn't.
I saw you going down that path.
Yeah.
I heard you going down that path. I'm gonna try to be more. I noticed on the last 70 podcasts, 69 podcasts, there's a couple that we skipped in there, that I say a lot and a lot.
Sure.
I'm going to say it. I almost said it right now. I'm trying to stop myself.
Okay.
it feels
you
like,
say
it's like a filler for me, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to try to not say those and cut back.
You know what? That's you do you, brother.
Yeah.
I will encourage you till no end.
So
it'll be great.
Less on the ums and the ands.
Right.
And maybe, yeah, I might just actually do a little bit more research on some of these topics. I noticed I was struggling to repeat. it's like a filler, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
it is really. It's like a burrito eating contest. Sure, somebody wins the contest, but later when all the pooping starts, we all lose.
It's like Dr. Venkman in Ghostbusters. I need that electric shock.
Right.
Every time I say
yeah,
it gives me a little electric shock, which was a funny scene in the movie.
That was a great
scene. Squiggly lines. Holding up squiggly lines. No. So anyways,
yeah,
That's what I'm trying to do. It's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. Yeah, thanks.
It's like trying to quit a bad habit.
It is. And I yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to say that I quit anything yet.
No, but how's R2-D2 working out? Are you weaning yourself off? What's the story?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
say about the lungs?
He's he's off right now. He's sleeping. Okay. See? And
for both of our listeners, Eric had bronchial pneumonia and for, a while ago. And
for like 2 years.
For a couple of years, and it was just pretty much killing him. And finally he went to the doctor and basically gave it up in about a month or two. But he's so much lung damage, he's got to get oxygen injected into his brain veins, you know, like bleach or something if you were a president, former president. But seriously, though, it's when's the next time you go see the guy that says your lungs are okay?
Well, this is the problem. Mm-hmm. God, I almost said, okay. So I went to the pulmonary doctor. He wants to set me up with a couple tests.
Right.
That pulmonary function test and a echocardiogram and a Cheetos. And when I said
the ones where you sit on the couch and eat Cheetos for a day.
Yeah.
And then they
say echocardiogram, pulmonary function test, I guess you gotta, I don't know, run in place or jumping jacks or whatever the hell you gotta do.
Yeah.
With
when I turned 40.
Did you?
They did the function test for get a baseline.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, I'm playing soccer, I'm having fun, you know, I'm still in shape at 40. And they're like, yeah, well, we're going to do it. And they're like, wow, you're pretty good for a 40-year-old. And now that I'm 52, I'm afraid to do it again. Because they're going to go, you went downhill fast, old man.
Right. So I think those are the two that I have to get done. I got my blood work done. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for results on that. So other than that, I'm doing pretty good. My oxygen levels, I do notice that if I – so I guess the best way to compare it would be if you're sitting on a couch or if you're going for a walk.
Right.
If I sit on a couch, my oxygen level drops. If I'm going for a walk, it goes back to normal.
Really? And so when you're doing actual exercise, your oxygen level is good.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm walking, if I'm like, you know, ingesting, inhaling, whatever the terminology is, and inhaling more air, more oxygen, my levels go up. If I'm sitting on the couch, they tend to go down with my heartbeat. So I don't know if that's a heart issue or what. Hopefully.
So basically, the less lazy you are, the better off you're going to be. So we're going to get you on the bike.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. And it's been a little difficult. I probably started drinking when I was in freshman in high school.
12.
Yeah, well, not too far. I was like 13.
Yeah, no, well, you know, I mean, but you're not me, so it wasn't 10 or anything.
But it was casual, you know. It's like we went to our first party in high school and we got, you know, bombed on Labatt Blue. I remember it was Labatt Blue and Southern Comfort. And so I puked my brains out, woke up the next day with like, I had this like tea mix on my face and my leather jacket was full of barf and, you know, whatever. But it was a great time. the careers I've had, I've worked so many hours. It's been hard to party throughout my entire life. You know, I was more of a beer drinker, I think, early on. Okay. And then, you know, you kind of, like, I think you go through phases, like drinking phases, don't you? A little bit.
Starting
cheap beer. And then you think you're better off. You go to the better beer. And then it's making you fat, maybe a little, you know, a little beer belly. So you think, well, I got to get buzzed faster and I got to look cooler doing it because I'm going to this really cool bar or whatever. I don't know. So you start drinking like vodka or whiskey or scotch or something.
Right.
And that gets you loaded. But then your tolerance goes up. I don't know. It's a whole little.
Well, I'll tell you,
quagmire you get into as a drinker.
Exactly correct.
You know,
and one of the things that happened with me was, you know, when I started traveling, it became
Phil was a topless dancer for 2 years or 2 weeks.
Well, I had for six different states. I've been in a lot of different places.
You have,
you know.
I wish I knew you when you took that road trip across those states on a motorcycle. Gosh.
Well, no, like that was when I was on the boat, and we put my motorcycle on the boat. I told you about that, didn't I?
Kind of, yeah.
Put the motorcycle on the boat, and then I rode it up from Tampa.
Yeah, yeah.
Took like 3 or 5 days or something like that, and then
yeah,
went and saw Willie over at Eastern. Spent like 3 weeks living with him in his dorm, and I wasn't supposed to be there.
Right, awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't your ass sore?
You know, I had a.
Or you just get used to it.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a crotch rocket. It was just a basic, yeah. 750 touring bike.
Yeah.
And it got me to where I needed to go. Whatever. It was a nice bike, shaft drive, easy to manage, easy to handle, keep it lubricated. You're good to go. But
was it like a Honda 650, 750, like an 85?
It was a Yamaha 750.
Okay.
750 Maxim.
Hold on one second. Yeah. I want to say hello to the Forgotten Tunes. I love that name.
Oh, dude, no kidding.
That would be a good name for us.
The Forgotten Tunes.
That's maybe we should change our name to Forgotten Tunes.
We can't now because it's taken.
Well,
dude.
Well, maybe we'll do the Detroit. No. We'll figure out something. We'll change the spelling.
You know about Forgotten Tunes, right?
No.
Great friend of the show. Smells lovely. Part-time hand glider repairman. Great taste in podcasts. It's, of course, the Forgotten Tunes. They're here. They're with us.
I like that. Thanks for being a part of our... our show.
Thanks for showing up. And we're really tonight is going to be a kind of a one band chat, and I've got some stuff to throw at you, and it's going to be good.
Okay.
I almost thought about doing some research, and I wrote like 3 things down, and one of them is actually worth talking about. So we're going to do that. But I wanted you to bring your Johnny Marr intelligence with you because I know you love Johnny Marr, and anybody who loves music is going to love Johnny Marr, especially the unforgettable tunes.
Hopefully maybe he's got something or she's got something to say about some.
I'm going to say that wrong for a while because it's forgettable tunes, but I think, you know, what we're talking about is something unforgettable.
Yeah.
But the gentleman and band I'm talking about is, and I'm going to, if I give the hints I want to give you, you're going to go, oh yeah, I know exactly who it is. But Johnny Marr worked with this guy a little bit in his band, a little bit just before the Smiths came together.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know we talked about that before. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, have we talked about them before?
We've spoken about them, but we've never really done a show that includes music and all this other stuff. But before I even get to letting you guess.
Yeah. Well, I think I already know.
Yeah, I know, but don't guess, because I want to do a couple of things, because this guy's a legend. His music and the one album we're going to talk about is probably, and it should be considered, one of the top 10 albums ever produced on the planet. And if it isn't, then, you know, you're looking at the wrong list.
He's got chubby fingers now. They look like pickle fingers.
I don't know anything about it. But so what I wanted to do was go through a couple of little nuts and nuggets as I was looking this afternoon about fair use as it applies to podcasts and using pieces of music.
Right.
And I'm going to read it, just this little brief paragraph that helps explain why what you and I do can be considered fair use, is because not only are we discussing the music that we're playing as like a critique or a criticism and or a bragging about how awesome these guys are.
Yeah.
But as a side note, we're encouraging people to purchase the music should they want to.
Gotcha.
So fair use is a very misunderstood concept. You should always consult a lawyer when relying on fair use, i.e. Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Fair use does not give you the right to use copyrighted work whenever you please. It does not allow you to play only a short clip of sound recording, piece of music, audio file, or other digital media to avoid copyright infringement. This also includes intro and outro music that you may use for your podcast. Side note, I'm bouncing out of the quote here right now. The intro and outro music that we do use for our podcast, I know the band. The director of the band is my brother. I have carte blanche to be able to use the six and the sevens. And who was the one before? Oh, my God. Spitting Nickels.
Oh,
the music gotcha. That we have available for either of those two bands, we're allowed to use indiscriminately for our intro outros, or we, you know, I can do a show on Six and the Sevens and or Spitting Nickels and brag about both of those guys. And, you know, maybe the three people that listen to us would even buy one of their albums.
Right.
Because they are that good. So we do have unrestricted authorization to use the intro and outro music. So we don't have any problem with intro and outro music for copyright infringement. Back into this thing. These are very strict limitations. Fair use is not an exception to the law, but rather a defense you can raise if you're sued for copyright infringement. So yes, you can still get sued even if you claim, you can rightfully claim fair use. So what they've defined as fair use is we're not playing the music for an income.
Right, right.
We are playing the music and then commenting, criticizing. And what we're doing is we're making new content using their music. It's sort of a Ice Baby situation.
I gotcha.
Where in that particular case, he would have gotten away with it.
Yeah,
Fair use really kind of allows us, because we're doing this as, number one, we're trying to promote the bands and promote the albums.
Yeah.
And all this old stuff, because it's stuff we love. And we're just talking about what we love. And because of that, the fair use applies to this. Now, fair use isn't like a law or a rule or whatever. It's more or less a guideline that says, all right, we can look at this, and are these guys utilizing fair use, as in they're playing that content, but they're not playing the entire song and saying, oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Right.
It's playing the parts and then taking and commenting and cutting and pasting and pulling and piecing. And I'm about to do this with a guy who is, I don't think he's litigious. I think he's a freaking genius. I've watched some of the interviews he's done back in the late 80s about some of the projects he's put together. And honestly, go on YouTube and watch these interviews. Once you figure out who I'm talking about, you're going to go, well, yeah.
Should I guess now or no?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'll tell you when you're allowed to guess.
Okay.
Don't do that. You're going to hurt
yourself. Yeah. Excuse me. I got to keep the mouse on the mute button.
Right. Ooh. That was interesting almost.
Or the cursor, I should say.
Right. Let's see if I can get this. We're going to do this, and then we're going to let you guess. We need to get through this part.
Ooh, Arthur.
That's not it. This was supposed to be something else. Ugh. Hold on.
All right.
Tell me something. What do you know about, I don't know, what else? I see what you're trying to do.
I knew we talked about it before. I'm patiently waiting for these concerts to start happening or occurring again. I'm starting to get some notifications through some of the local, like Majestic and all that, all their Ticketmaster and CXS and all those different, ticket agencies.
Right.
So I'm kind of getting excited about that. I hope that, I don't know if it's going to take off or not. It might be a little bit of a flat year this year for concerts, but,
I would very much like to do that.
Yeah, if we can get out and see a couple or we've got one planned for April. I keep forgetting about that. So hopefully that's still happening.
We'll see what happens, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into this. I'm prepared to not give you the disclaimer from the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf, but I am prepared to give you a snippet of something that could justify being possibly a disclaimer from our legal team, half of the legal team. So here's this.
You know, I don't think this show is suitable for children.
I don't think this show is suitable for anybody.
So, being the fact that this show is not suitable for anybody.
That is pretty funny.
I love that one. So let's take a wild guess. Before you actually guess, I'm going to let you, I'm going to throw together the fact that this was a creative genius. That's how I think of him. An absolute creative genius who assembled at least four albums, three of which are phenomenal. One of which is the one I'm going to talk about tonight, which is essentially could be considered legendary. Okay.
Yeah.
He's worked with the likes of, well, just a lot of different folks with a lot of different talents. One of them, including Johnny Marr. Actually, the story that I heard from Johnny Marr's voice, from his mouth, in a short little interview I found on the internet, was that he was asked to come in and play some music and be part of this guy's band. And this is a gentleman who reassembles a band based on the concept album that he's working on. So essentially, the band is different every album, right?
Yeah.
He gets a hold of Johnny Marr and says, I need a riff out of you. And Johnny Marr's sitting on stage talking to this interviewer and says, I played this riff. He's like, yep, you're in. And then a week later, he couldn't get out to see him soon enough, but then a week later, he and Morrissey hooked up and they worked out becoming the Smiths, and that legend started.
It's so interesting. Well, I wonder why he made the decision that he did. You know, I mean, looking back and looking at like a guy like Morrissey or something like that. I mean, he had a lot of stage presence, I think, and a lot of like some guy you'd probably like to watch. You know, absolutely. Whether you like his music or not, it's just he's not like.
And to hear Johnny Marr talk about. To hear him talk about Morrissey and being a front man and taking the responsibility of a front man, he's got nothing but good stuff to say.
Right, right.
At least in the videos that I've seen, I was like, you know, this is a guy who just loves making music. So I'm gonna throw this in the background.
Yeah.
And I want you to give a little bit of a listen before you go ahead and guess, even though I know who this is.
Right.
I mean, we've talked about
two words
many times.
To our listeners,
this is a
12-inch
version. Yeah, this is a 12-inch version of one of my favorite songs on the planet.
Four continents, two vowels.
Sure. And that's the guitar riff right there that Johnny Marr threw up. Now, I don't know if Johnny Marr takes credit for playing that guitar riff.
Right.
But he played that riff on stage during the interview. And it's like, yeah, he wanted me to do something like this. This should sound familiar. And then he goes into this whole thing about meeting up with who?
I don't know his first name, but the band is The.
And that's Matt Johnson.
Matt Johnson.
This particular version is... inspired me to learn how to play that guitar riff on piano, and I'm trying to get my daughter to learn how to play that part on the flute that you hear right now.
Oh yeah,
and I think it'd just be a lot of fun to play that together.
That's pretty cool.
So the other thing about Uncertain Smile, this song by the like I said, this is 12-inch version, is the lyrics. In fact, the lyrics for this entire album tells a story, and it's like this. If you can close your eyes and listen to and understand the words, you just go, oh my gosh, and let your mind really just picture his songs are word pictures with music behind it.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's, by, yeah, you know, absolutely.
Matt Johnson is by far a poet who has excellent quality, musical qualities. I can't brag about the guy enough. And like I had said before, I had hesitated for a long time on doing a review of this album because it's by far one of my favorites. And I hesitate because I won't do it justice, and I'm not going to do it justice tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those, you just wish, oh man, this is just phenomenal. So this is, like I said, the 12-inch version, which is not on the album, but the there's flute, saxophone, xylophone, guitar, just creativity. You hear that sax in the background there? Barely.
Yeah, I'm listening. Oh yeah, I can hear it now. Real deep.
Recurring themes throughout the whole thing, and then it kicks right into the xylophone here in a second, and it's just remarkable. And the bass is just good too.
Yeah.
But it's simple. This is not complex. But it is complex. When you piece all the pieces.
These bands together, never last. It's like they come out and they you know, they make their statement and then they kind of like fade into the distance.
That's the problem with creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get seven guys together who are creative, and you know, there's personality conflicts because it's like,
sure,
what are we gonna do next?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I got to fade this out. So I'm going back to this one, which is still Uncertain Smile. This is the album version. From the album is Soul Mining, by the way, in case I hadn't mentioned it. But you'll hear the similar audio, similar guitar, beat, and all that stuff, because this is Uncertain Smile. But this is the Jules version. Jules, what's his name, version. Jules Holland version.
Oh yeah.
It's a piano. This is the best piano solo on the planet ever in a song. And
Jules Holland was from Joy Division, right?
Maybe.
I think so.
But this piano is by far the greatest solo in a song ever. And this part goes on for like 4.5 minutes. Let's see, 3. Yeah, it's like a 4-minute piano solo.
Oh no, it was Squeeze. He was from Squeeze.
Yeah, that's who we're. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, this is probably when I heard this back in 1982, 83 when this album came out. I was like, this is it, man. This is the pinnacle of music.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Better than this.
And I never really heard too much of them. I mean, I only heard the songs they played, you know, that I'd pick up wherever I was at, but I didn't know too much about them. Hardly anything at all, actually.
Album's got 7 songs on it. They're all great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 8 songs on it. All great. But,
I don't think I'd dig into them.
Yeah, I mean, you can still, he's still jamming that piano.
Oh, yeah.
It is by far the greatest piano solo ever on the planet. And, you know, if I'd shut up long
enough. You very rarely hear that.
Yeah. But it's just, it's killer. My daughter just walked through, just headbanging.
He's like, Dad, you playing that again?
Again. Yeah. Wait, here it comes. And the way he fades it all out, it's just like this song could go on for 20 minutes.
Oh, right, right.
And it just keeps going and keeps going.
I was just thinking that. It's like, yeah, there's something about it that's almost never ending.
Yeah, it's you know? And I think that's some of why he did that.
Right,
I don't know. You know, how do you get into the mind of somebody that creative?
Sure.
You just don't. But
well, you know what?
And you're looking at songs like "This Is the Day," which is also on this album. You remember this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The harmonica.
Yeah.
Is that harmonica? Or is that the accordion?
Yeah, I would think it's probably an accordion.
But I mean, the creativity to think to use an accordion in a rock and roll
or
song,
some kind
and you're not Weird Al.
Electric piano or something.
Yeah, but you're not Weird Al.
You're right.
Actually doing it seriously. But this is another one that's got very, very descriptive lyrics and really tells a story. Honestly, I can't do it any justice. This whole
it's
phenomenal. And every time I throw something on from it, I mean, whenever I've played this album for myself, I just drop the needle and let it go.
I'm going to have to get some of that, some of his, actually, I might even have it.
There's the interviews with Matt Johnson from the, and it's hard to find because there's a lot of crazy Matt Johnsons. You got to type in Matt Johnson, comma, the, and then there's a ton of really good interviews. And the guy is a creative genius, really just is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It goes without saying.
He doesn't, in his earlier interviews, like in the late 80s, where he talks about, he's talking about an album as a project. It's not an album, it's a project.
Sure. That's the way it should be.
The music videos for these albums, for the songs, are projects. We're working the way he describes it is like, yeah, this guy's an artist, and he is, each thing is a little bit different.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how music's changed over the years. There are a lot less projects, and they're just turn and burn for money. You know, I was having a discussion with somebody about country music. I go, it's not really country music. I go, it's just pop music with a country sound to it.
Yeah, it's got a little twang to it.
It's not really country music. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, everybody calls it, or not everybody, but some people call it the white man's blues, but it's kind of what it was, you know? I mean, blues, you know, they didn't call it the blues because it was happy music, you know? It was songwriting and storytelling and, you know, now everything's Red Solo Cup by whatever. It's all dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Well, but it's turned into I got a truck and a dog and an ex-wife.
Yeah, exactly.
And a gun and that's the story. You know, that's the old cliche that every if you play a country music song backwards, you get your truck back, you get your wife back, your dog comes back to life, and no one steals your gun.
Dog survives.
Yeah. You know, it's like watching Jaws backward. It throws up white people until they open the beach.
Sorry. Never really thought about it.
Of all the movies.
Yeah, I never really thought about that one.
Would be hilarious. It just throwing up white people until they open
the beach. Jeez, and I thought the sputum coming out of my mouth was gross.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, what? What is he talking about? Sputum, what?
Don't sputum.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about
that. Join them.
Exactly.
Right. So in the background, I don't know if you can hear it, is a song that's been playing now for about 4 minutes. And this is a 10-minute song, which is just remarkable. This is called Giant, again, also on the Soul Mining album. It's a 10-minute song. They never played this on.
I love the name of that album,
Soul Mining. If it ever got played on the radio, I think they would have cut it.
Right.
They have to edit it down.
I think the only one was Stairway to Heaven. That was, 8 minutes, 7 minutes?
I have no idea.
There was only a couple. In the Gata Da Vida, that one. Right. Stairway to Heaven. And then there was the one from Goodfellas. Well,
Blondie's.
From Eric Clapton. Or was it Yardbirds? Layla?
Right, Layla. Another,
But yeah, it was another long one.
Blondie's version with the rap in it. They would.
Oh yeah, that. Yeah.
They would play
Heart
that.
Of Glass. Was it?
Yeah.
No,
Heart of Glass. The other one.
Which, yeah.
And that was a good, you know, 5.5-6 minutes long. If it was over 3:30, it didn't get played.
Right. That's, would you like you to? Know. Would you like to say hello to our new listener?
We have a new listener.
Yes.
Holy crap! Someone actually cares.
Evan's
joined us. Well, that's awesome because you
What's
know.
What's up, Evan? I know. Well, kind
of. Well, Evan's, he's a good friend of the show. Fine comic timing, full of energy. He has great taste in podcasts. We love
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by.
Hi, hello.
So we're just talking about Soul Mining by a band.
Yeah.
The album came out in 1982, 83. And it's just a project of art. It is a beautiful piece of music. It is a drop the needle and play. This one is the Yeah Yeahs with that pounding drum. It's almost tribal. You know what I mean?
Sounds like it.
This is one of my favorite songs. I think this is the last one on the album. I don't have.
It's got the kind of steel drum kind of beat to it.
A little bit.
You know.
A little bit. That's the rhythm to it, but it's definitely not got the sound of it.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah, the rhythm.
But then, you know, this is the first song on the album that I really just dig. Coming up here, I'm going to fade this out. And this one again with the hard thumping drums. This is you want to call it rock and roll? It's only rock and roll, but I like it. But again, pushing, it's just a forward moving song. This one's I've Been Waiting For Tomorrow, in parentheses, All My Life. Again, by Soul Mining, by the album, because there's not a bad song in the whole thing.
Well, turn that noisemaker down for a second here.
I don't care. You don't.
I want to put my 10 minutes in.
Well, so tell me what are your thoughts about the
I love the band. I don't know anything about them, but they are a talent.
You've heard
and
the
like
song.
You said,
you've heard the songs, so you like the songs.
Oh, for sure. When you said that it's a project with the music they create, it makes so much sense because it has so many like brilliant layers to it. You know.
Yes.
The piano and just the it's everything, the lyrics and how everything's kind of, you know, I'm no expert on music, but you can tell that's not, you know, it wasn't whipped together.
You know, the guy's talented because he went to get Johnny Marr right off the bat when Johnny Marr wasn't even with the Smiths yet.
Well,
he recognized talent when he saw it and says, I'm going to get this guy.
Can you hear that? You can't hear that.
Let me turn down what I got. I'm going to fade this out. What am I hearing? Why is that familiar?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can't pick it out, though. I can't. I heard that. I just don't know what it is. Why is it not jumping out?
It's Easy Money.
Easy Money, that's not the name of the band. So it's
Easy Money, and then I'll play another one.
What's the name of the band?
Hold on. Everything's got a commercial.
Of course. Why wouldn't it?
I know.
We're not advertising for those people.
This reminds me more of like a little bit more of the Smiths, but it's got his brilliance, you know. It's like
it's Johnny Marr, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I barely hear it. And Johnny Marr's been part of a lot of things. That's a talented guy that he would take like a full show on his own just for us to talk about how awesome that guy is. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, fade out. So I think the guy, you know, I'll be honest with you, and you know this, Bill, there's I gotta switch back here. Talk about how I like REM so much, and probably a third of what REM wrote, I can still listen to almost like when I first heard it. You know what I'm saying? Some of their music just hasn't gotten old for me. Some of it has, don't get me wrong. Shiny, right. Happy People, that kind of stuff. You know, We're All Sad, whatever there. That was. Yeah, it kind of burns out. But
yeah,
I could see Johnny Marr possibly having at least a half dozen songs that don't get old for me. And it's just good quality music, you know?
Well, and, you know, Hatful of Hollow and Meat Is Murder, the Smiths albums, those I could listen to over and over and over.
Without, they're incredible.
Just good stuff. You know, same with Combat Rock.
Yeah.
The Clash. You know,
Quick. So he's born in Manchester, Irish parents.
Oh, yeah. Formed
his first band, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
One of his bands, let me see. He was part of several bands with Andy Rourke, which also played in the Smiths.
Right.
Before forming the Smiths was Morrissey, blah, blah, blah. Marr's, blah, blah, blah. Where'd it go? Personal differences. Since then, Marr has become a member of the Pretenders, The Electronic, Modest Mouse, and the Cribs.
But he's
also become prolific session musician with names such as the Talking Heads and Hans Zimmer. So he's played with the best.
Yeah.
And then,
but
go ahead. There's a few more that I want to mention. But go
back
ahead.
Back to the. It's not like he was in the band the.
Right.
And nobody is in the band the except Matt Johnson.
Sure.
He assembles a team to make the project he's working on. I listened to like 2.5-3 hours of interviews on Thursday and Friday, and that just kind of came. It was just like scrolling through on my YouTube, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to listen to this. And then it went to the next. I'm like, I have to talk about this guy.
Right.
Because
right.
Because the creative genius is ridiculous. And I've loved the band since 82 anyway. And it's really, it's on his backbone, and he looks at each project as an individual separate entity from the prior project. It's not like you can listen to Talking Heads album and go, well, the next one's going to be just as good, or it might be better, or whatever. Or an REM album and go, yeah, there's a certain sound that REM has. Well, there's a little bit of a sound that Matt Johnson puts forth with the, but it's how does he want to tell his story? And he's got tips and tricks and things that kind of are consistent, but it's not a lot. Because he pulls in all these different artists to make the sound that he's looking for. He can hear it and taste it in his mind. And that to me is just, that's an art. That's a guy who just needs to keep making music.
Yeah. You know, real quick.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Johnny Marr, he's been affiliated with the Smiths, Electronic, Johnny Marr and the Healers. Mm-hmm. That was his own band. Modest Mouse, the Pretenders, the Brian Ferry, Pet Shop Boys.
Yep.
Christy McCall, I don't know who that is.
Christy McCall, she was in something, and she's done some really good stuff. But
Billy Bragg, it looks like the Kinks. Gotcha. So
before you finish that sentence, I gotta welcome Steve Laird, 16.
Oh, go ahead.
Steve Laird, 16's here with us. Great friend of the show, loves pastries, looking like a famous person, has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by, Steve Laird, 16. Thanks. Sorry it took so long to get to you, brother. We're just rambling about music. Sometimes.
Yeah, we're just reading up Wikipedia here. Talking Heads, Marion, Black Grape, not sure. The Cribs, John Frusciante, which is the Chili Peppers guy. He's been kind of in and out of the Chili Peppers. Obviously, Morrissey, Oasis, Noel Gallagher, probably with soul stuff. Hans Zimmer, The Charlatans.
Yes,
The Charlatans. Billy Eilish, Finneas McConnell, and The Killers. So is that not the lineup or what?
That guy.
And you never, if you ever hear
Stellar,
if you ever hear like Rolling Stone or Guitar Magazine or anybody do the top like 100 guitarists, I don't think you see him up there all that much. You do with some of the people, you know, but not all of them. Not all of them. Every time somebody comes out with the top whatever guitarist 50, 100, I always look and he's not always included on there.
I'm like, and shame on you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame on you guys.
If Johnny Marr's not in the top 10 to 12 guitarists on the planet,
yeah,
their list is wrong.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. So speaking of Johnny Marr with the Charlatans, and the Charlatans was one of the bands I talked about last week.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I couldn't think of – that one song kind of reminded me of a band that my brother and I were talking about, and I couldn't figure out which one it was. It was Stone Roses.
I was close. I said –
close. I was thinking Dandy Warhols.
Oh.
But then I looked it up, and I'm like, no, Dandy Warhols is close. But it was Stone Roses.
Stone Roses,
their first album was, or the album by the, I think it was their first one with I Want to Be Adored and
Fool's
Gold and all that stuff. That album is also on one of the, if that's not on your top 10 list, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, no, they had the coolest sound. They didn't pop that many albums, did they?
Four or five, maybe.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah. There was a couple. It might have been three now that I think about it. Because I think when I found it, this is research from like 4 days ago, and, you know, my brain melts away. But when I looked up the Stone Roses title album, that's the one that we're talking about, has all the good stuff. And that's what reminded me of the Charlatans, blah, 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 blah. And I think there's like two albums after that, and then it was done.
Oh, gotcha.
From what research I vaguely remember. But other people out there could do some research, throw some comments, and or call in and say, you guys are crazy. It's this. And we're okay with that because we are crazy.
Yeah. Who knows what we're saying? Is there any truth to it?
Sometimes there is some truth, and vaguely there's never really any research. And I'm not sure how that all works out.
Typically we're kind of pointing in the right direction, but
right. I was looking for
that accurate.
I was looking for the disclaimer in all of my
in your mess over there.
In my messy notes, and I'm not coming across the proper disclaimer. Aside from these guys are crazy, they do little research and. Feel free to ignore them as much as possible. But do go out there and buy some albums because music rocks and these guys have some kind of clue. Although that's not really what the disclaimer is supposed to tell us. If you had a time machine.
Could you welcome our guest, please?
So the last I heard... Denise Volbracht, I know I'm saying that right, and if I'm not saying it right, Denise is going to tell me.
I think we'll hear from her.
But, you know, Denise Volbracht, good friend of the show, talented cellist, fond of cheese, has great taste in podcasts. Thanks for stopping by, Denise Volbracht. Bracht. Barked.
Say that 20 times in a row. Five times in a row.
I can't even say English.
What are we having a guest on? Are we going to have a guest anytime soon?
Well, I was thinking about doing some research about finding a guest who would be willing to sacrifice their reputation in order to join us. So far, I can't think of anybody who would sacrifice their. But yeah.
Maybe we can just get a stranger. We'll just give him an important name.
No, actually, there are some people.
Tell me it's Morrissey and he's going to talk like this.
Right. A fake English accent.
I do have a Lou coming over tomorrow to fix my blinds. Lou.
We should get Lou on.
Maybe I'll get Lou. Maybe Lou the blinds guy. Lou from Bloomin' Blinds.
The problem is Lou would do a commercial.
He might
for his blinds.
We should do a little shout out though. We haven't done a shout out lately.
Yeah.
So we do a little shout out to Nonsense Password, our mentor, who got us kind of lined up in this whatever podcast. Bill and I had went about this whole thing in a different direction when we first got started. It probably would have been easier just to open up a radio station.
Right.
Trying to get started. It's a little bit of, embellished a little bit. But
No, but he helped us out and kind of told us what to do. And so we'll shout out goes to him. Listen to his show. I think he's on – is he still on Podbean or is he over on Twitch now?
He – sure.
Yeah. So he might be on Twitch, but he's been on Podbean. He had a show every night, I believe. But he's cut that back. Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing like I think once a week on Tuesdays or Wednesdays on Podbean.
Yeah, he's got some
you look him up and
then also
was a great fun thing.
Yeah, also if you guys enjoy, and I say this as much as I can, the outdoors, mm-hmm. bourbon reviews, mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know how to construct a fly fish. I don't even know. What's the outdoorsy stuff?
He's an outdoorsy guy.
He's an outdoorsy guy. Listen to my good buddy, Jeff, over at Rack House. Yeah, he's a first responder over at Rack House Ramblings.
How do you spell Rack House?
Like Rack, R-A-C-K, and House. Yeah,
so that's Ramblings. Like two words.
Yeah, man. Rack House Ramblings. It's good. He's – you just have to listen to it.
He's polished. He makes sense. Yeah. And he has a script that he follows. And
it's all written down.
As opposed to like us, where we're just rambling assholes.
We just stared at a microphone the whole night. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Did you just bleep yourself out?
Did I?
I don't know. Did you almost curse and then bleep yourself out? Or did you try and say again?
Oh, my God. Did I do that?
I have no idea. I have not been.
You should. I'm going to hook myself up to electrocution machines. Yeah. You're going to have to maybe have a Wi-Fi button or a button you can hit that'll go through the Wi-Fi and shock me every time I say or whatever.
I'll figure something out. I'll figure it out.
It's not that important.
Right. So from the lofts is Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf. I did happen to find the most recent press briefing that they gave me regarding our legal issues. And the views,
this isn't Bill's show.
No, but it seems to be because I am taking over for the moment. But the law office of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted me to remind you of this, Eric. The views expressed by the hosts, that's both of us, are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. I'm assuming they're meaning both of us. These clowns have not been authorized by anyone to speak on their behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Please listen at your own risk. Also, these clowns do like music a lot, so maybe you'll hear something you like, and then you'll go out and buy some songs. Artists would appreciate that. Give it a listen. Go buy some stuff. So, that's from the legal team of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. So what else going on in your skull?
Well,
are you all out of love? You know, Eric, I am lost without you. All I had to hear was the first couple of guitar notes. I totally know that song by heart.
I'm just being funny.
And I know you do it, because you do.
No, I had a big weekend this weekend. So I had a lot of showings. I had this referral system that I have.
Right.
Has been blowing my phone up. They usually send me a couple every 2 days. I'm getting like five or six a day. I don't know why.
It's like it's maybe springtime, I don't know, they like and people are looking to move.
You're not kidding. I had like five or six yesterday. And I had like four today.
Yeah,
like, and I'm like, jeez. So. I had to go out to Ann Arbor today, and I got to go back out there probably tomorrow. And I had to get my office set up, and I got Big Lou, the blinds guy, coming over tomorrow to fix my blind that's all jacked up.
There you go.
But
you don't know how to like take off a blind and replace it.
Well, no, the string. So the place that I stay at is a rental, and it's my buddy's. Until I find a place to buy, but unfortunately, the area that I live in is overpriced, and there's no homes available.
Right, just buy his place.
So, what's up, yo? What's up, Kiki? I love that name, Kiki. Yeah, Kiki. Will you introduce Kiki, please?
Dude, I would be so happy to introduce Kiki, and then I have some stupid jokes.
They're not that funny, so don't hold your breath.
No, but Kiki, I'm so happy Kiki's here. Hey, folks.
How's it going,
you know,
Kiki?
But you know about Kiki, right? Good friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, has a hurricane named after her. We love ourselves some Kiki.
For sure.
Yeah. So I saw Mozart leaving the opera house.
Yeah.
Wolfgang, Wolfgang. Of course, he ignored me, and then he was attacked by a gang of wolves.
Huh. Yeah.
See,
Dad, you know, I should be used to him by now, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's yeah, completely dumb. But wait.
Even Kiki said boo. Yeah, he's, trust me, Kiki, he's got about, I don't know, it might be actually just endless.
I do.
Endless amount of good jokes.
I am a dad, and so I have the endless amount of boo jokes.
Yeah, they're right.
Which is just great. Oh, yeah. So where did this one go? Oh, Aldemar. Well, I'm going to try and stick to one.
Oh, so, okay. Get straight. Kiki is a male.
So okay.
Yeah. Thanks for clarification.
I appreciate that, Kiki. I just love the name. I think that's fun. And
yeah, so do I.
And what have you. But I'm going to keep this musical related. And, you know, and that was all the news that we have on the road. And now back to Phil Collins in the studio.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't encourage
him. I got a buddy named Kieran, too. I won't tell you his last name, but he lives in Chicago. He's from Galway.
Oh, no. Galway, Ireland. So, Kiki, you got to join us Wednesday because are we going to do 8 o'clock on Wednesday?
Yeah, no shit. Well, he came from Ireland with another fella, which they didn't know each other, but they're both from Galway.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here to open up an Irish bar. Sean O'Callaghan's one. Put him in there. I don't know if you and I have ever been there.
I probably lived there. Did I play darts there with you?
No. No. Okay. Where do we play darts at?
No, well, but I mean, there's the one in downtown Farmington or whatever.
Yeah, he lives in Chicago. He's been living in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Chicago then.
He's probably been living in Chicago at least 5 years.
All right.
Maybe 4 years, 5 years, probably. In fact, remember that there was, I don't know who watches the home improvement programs, but there was a home improvement, one of those guys that bails out people that get into the flips and they run out of money. Mm-hmm. And he had a heavy Irish accent. He was from Chicago. That's who Kieran went to work for when he first moved back to Chicago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's a damn small world. I live in the Midlands of a place called, can you pronounce that, Bill?
Offaly.
Offaly.
Offaly. Yeah. He lives in Offaly. Offaly. Offaly.
Yeah. So he's Galway so, boy.
Kiki, let's see. Hold on. Are you in Ireland, Offaly? Kiki? Offaly. Well, I could even speak. Offaly.
Yeah. You're a Chicago boy? Are you in Ireland?
Because if you're in Ireland.
Ireland.
Okay. So, Offaly. And so here's the fun part is I lived in Ireland for 6 months in actually west of Galway. In Tully Cross, went to school and studied and sort of pretended to actually do school work in what would be considered the wilds and what do you call that? The sticks of Ireland out on the west and basically a 10-minute walk from the ocean. Gaeltacht. Well, yeah, Celtic. There was a lot of Gaelic, is what he's trying to.
Oh, I got you.
Mount Tully is there. I'm trying to think of what might be famous. It's been a long time. I was there in '89.
He's probably studying how to pour a Guinness properly.
I actually learned how to drink it, Guinness.
And how to drink it in three
sips. I learned how to throw darts. I learned how to
excuse me.
I learned how to bake a potato, wrap it up in tin foil. You bake two potatoes, you wrap them up in tin foil, and then you leave to go for your walk in the morning with the tin foil baked potatoes in your pockets, and then you got hand warmers, and then later on when you're hungry in the afternoon, when it's warm enough and the potatoes cooled off, then you eat, just eat it. So you have hand warmers and lunch. I made some Irish stew. I actually, when I was there, I was probably 19, 20 years old and had already been a chef for like 4 years, working at various different places. So I figured I wrote a Irish cookbook based on what we actually had around. So there's a lot of potatoes, a lot of carrots, and a lot of onion in just about everything. And we walked one time. Sorry, Eric, I'm totally.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm so excited about Kiki being the Aran Islands. Yeah, we went to the Aran Islands. We didn't. No, that's Scotland. That's too far away. There was a different island that we went to. There was a day that we walked about, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes with empty buckets, empty steel buckets. And we caught low tide in the harbor. Killarney Harbor, not Killarney, but killed something. There was something. I'd have to look at a map. There was a little harbor. It was about a half hour walk away. And we filled up those buckets with mussels. And then I made mussel chowder. Potatoes, milk, heavy cream, shitload of wine. It was awesome. Just phenomenal stuff. Yeah, Kiki. So, Tullamore Dew. Yeah, I love Tullamore Dew. We did take the Ring of Kerry. Kilbeggan. I've not had the Kilbeggan. Love me some Tullamore Dew. There's a wee drama Tullamore Dew.
Could have been a Mutton Island.
So you're in the south of Ireland. We were in center west. So basically you go to Galway and then you go as far west as you can. Once you hit the ocean, you're pretty much there. Clifton, Letterfrack, and then nowhere.
Kirrian, Carna, Costello, Lettermore, Kiro, Lettermullen.
Do I have to?
No, I don't know. I'm just Spital, Inverbarin. Scribe?
No, are you on maps?
Excuse me.
You're gonna make me go to MapQuest.
Yeah, I'm just kind of flipping through really quick. Oh. I don't know. I may not even be in Ireland. Who the hell knows?
So Tullamore Dew is five. See, I would have been on the whiskey tour about six times a day until they kicked me out. If Tullamore Dew is delicious. Let's see here. Let's go here. And I'm going to pull up. I'm going to show you where's what's the name of the city? You're going to make me look it up.
Galway?
No. Offaly.
Oh, Offaly.
Offaly. County Offaly. Let me see. Oh, yeah, right in the center. Duh. I apologize completely because I'm going to say this like a stupid American. We flew into Galway, and when we would go to Dublin, basically your county, I apologize, Kiki, your county was basically flyover country or drive-through country. Although I did take a bus from Galway to Dublin, and we took the M6. And every stop that the bus driver made was in front of a pub. And he'd walk in with a package that he picked up from another different town or from wherever and drop off the package, have a half pint. And then he'd get back in the bus and go. Oh, that's right, because you're right by Tullamore. And that's right there, right off of M6. Duh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, I bet you've got a lot of hidden gems. And I'm definitely going to want to talk to you again because probably next year I'm going to try and figure out a way to take my – once all this COVID shit's over. How's COVID dealing with you over there in Ireland there, Kiki? Saramanti's joined us, by the way. And Saramanti, of course, is a good friend of the show. Severely tolerant, super smart, slightly above average lover in Great Taste and Podcast. We love ourselves some Saramanti. But I'm curious as to how the – I'm totally hogging the whole show because I got all excited.
No, go ahead.
Irish person joining us. And I know, you know, Eric, you pretty much need to save your oxygen for later.
I might have to go turn R2-D2 on.
I'm just curious about how the COVID is treating Ireland right now. I really am. And I bet there's some places in Offaly that we went to when I was there in school. If there's
glass.
Yeah, fill your glass, buddy. It'll be awesome. I mean, I was close enough. I rode my bike to not my bike. It was a bike that I borrowed when I was in Ireland. I rode to where's the lake I'm looking for right now, where the if I can find out, it's this lake here. I think somewhere just outside of Letterfrack, Kylemore Abbey. Rode the bike to Kylemore Abbey. It was awesome. We love us some Serpent tea. Yeah, you do sound like a bit like a sauce, and I dig it. The Boglands, dude, I lived in the Boglands. Full lockdown, get vaccines, light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, I got a feeling that the Irish trip is going to be next year when all this shit finally settles down. Captain Jimmy's joined us. All y'all who know anything about anything know Captain Jimmy is a great friend of the show. Love pastries. Looks like a famous person. He's our guy, Captain Jimmy. Thanks for stopping by. Kiki, I stay safe out there, brother. And if you're near Tullamore Dew, we're definitely going to have to hang out. I will make I'll bring the whole fam damly, and we'll go meet at a pub, and I'll buy it around or seven, and then my wife can roll me home in a tube. It'll be awesome. Even carries, but you're so. I see Tullamore, and God, I'm looking at a map right now. If I'm looking at Tullamore, are you south or west? Where are you? Kiki, tell me all about it. Baby cakes. Because there's Clara, Rahan, Pollock, Furbane. Anyway. Zoom into Tullamore, look for McLaughlin. I'm digging it. McLaughlin. There were some places that we walked to that were in the middle of nowhere, and there was like a castle in somebody's backyard. It was crazy. And you know, this would have been 30 years ago because I'm an old fart now. My map sucks. McClough. But a good village is a good place to start. If there's a good pub in a good village, I'm going to come see you, Kiki. I have 7 rounds to buy for you. It'll be awesome. Northwest, northeast, southwest. What? Oh, McClough. You're southwest, more west than south. Let's see it there. And that's Eric just trying to get part of it, be part of the discussion. I heard you. I heard you. What's going on, dude? I'm zooming in on McClough.
That's the old Yeti.
Yeah, that's that Yeti with the bouncing ice. It's awesome. The town that I stayed in when I was there had a gas pump, a church, 2 pubs, a small little grocery shop, and the 9 guest cottages for summer vacations. And we, of course, were there in the wintertime for our semester and basically did not get to see the sun except like 4 days. It was awesome. But it was good stuff. There's a movie made. Oh, the Charlesville Castle. Oh, yes. As if I buy into haunted. I'm sorry, I don't buy haunted stuff. I do love me some stories, but I don't have to believe in hauntedness. This looks like a cool little town. I'm digging it. just a cute little town.
Captain Jimmy?
What's going on, guys?
Captain Jimmy's
What's
line.
What's going on?
Hey.
Much, just chilling. You know what? You want to be fucking funny? Like, seriously fucking funny? I was laughing my ass off with this. At Walmart, minding my business, of course, of all places, Walmart, right? And all of a sudden, I see an employee. He's helping a customer. All of a sudden,
he didn't have a low standards and poor shirt on, did he?
Huh?
He didn't have a low standards and poor t-shirt on, did he?
No. Low standards and poor. Nah, but what made me laugh and gross out at the same time was that while he's walking by me and helping this really, really fucking hot chick out, motherfucker decides to fucking crop dust the aisle. And
really?
Everybody in the aisle was like, what the fuck's that smell? Like, oh shit, this dude smelled like he shit himself. Like, it smelled so horrible. I wouldn't doubt he shit himself. And the poor dude was so embarrassed that he kept trying to blame it off on me. And I was like, fuck no, dude. I called his ass out. I was like, nah, that was you, bro. I smell it on your ass.
He crop dusted trying to push it off on you.
Yeah, just to embarrass him more. I was like, man, dude, that's all really, dude. You smell like you shit yourself, man. I fucking got him good. I was just coming to him. I was like, how dare you try to wave it off on me? I was like, come on, man.
Where you been? We haven't heard from you in a while. You been busy?
Yeah, well, I've been busy, and then I got banned from Podbean from, like, calling in and messaging because these three guys who were hosting a show, they call me a Marxist. And I was like, what's a Marxist? I'm like, oh, fuck this guy. Let's block him. He's a commie. He's a communist. I was like, dude, I just asked you what the fuck a Marxist is. It's been a long time since I've heard that word. I forgot what it meant.
I love it when they can't define anything and they're like, oh, well, you're horrible.
Yeah. Right. Is it more of a socialistic kind of... been a while.
See, that's what I meant. It's been a while since I heard that word. I forgot.
It is
I forgot.
What it is.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Bill was talking about his experiences in Ireland, and I don't want to cut him off all that much, but feel free to.
You cut me off. You take over for a minute. I'm gonna text back and forth with Kiki.
Oh, thank you, Kiki. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get people either like that and stuff. No, but you know what's really fun to do? Like in public places, seriously, like sometimes just to be an ass, you know, because I'm bored and I want to laugh and I want to make other people laugh. So yeah. Like earlier today, like at Walmart, and I went to the restroom and I was using the restroom. And as you see this like little boy talking shit, like, oh, I'm not afraid of nothing. And I watch a bunch of scary movies. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this little fucker so good. So he goes into the stall to take a shit. I wash my hands, finish. And just as I was leaving, I turned the lights off. Then all of a sudden, all I did was this. Tis I, Skeletor. And he fucking tripped. He was like, holy shit. He's like, are you really there? You're going to kill me? He's like, nah, dude, I'm just playing with you, bro. So that's what happens when you talk shit. You say you're not afraid of nothing. Somebody's going to come and get you.
Right. Yeah, you said you're supposed to put some stuff together, some films and stuff with your buddy.
Yeah.
Films together or something with your buddy.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't want to. Bill.
Yeah, Kiki. Yeah, I've seen that scare straight. I get a kick out of some of them, especially that one guy. He's like, yeah, boy, you think you're high? You look so pretty. Man, I can't wait till you get in here. Look at them pretty pink lips. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get them lips.
Oh,
I was like, the fuck? I was like, baby, is he allowed to say that to that little boy? He's like, say he's going to rape his ass.
You down in Texas, aren't you?
Man. Huh?
Are you down in Texas?
He's in Texas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Is it pretty hard down there?
You know, it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Not a lot of people actually came over here for spring break, which I'm really pleased with. I'm like, thank God. Not like Florida. Good God be with that state, man. Because y'all see the numbers? And they're arresting people. It got so bad, they started arresting tourists and locking them up and even the locals, they were beating them and arresting them. Like, well, if they're stupid enough to, you know, put their hands on a cop, they get what they deserve. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you got to watch out. I mean, there are certain things you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, for real. Like that one girl, like seriously, she goes, oh, I'm going to sue you. I'm like, for what? And so you, first of all, the cop told you can't be there because A, there's like too many people. B, you don't got a mask because they're still enforcing the mask over there, apparently.
Right.
And C, you're drinking out of a glass bottle and they told you no glass. So you're breaking three laws
right.
with less than 2 minutes of being there. And gotcha. Then you and then the crazy bitch had the nerve to throw the bottle at the cop. You can watch this video on YouTube. She throws the bottle at the cop and then she spits on the cop and the cop goes, bitch, get over here. I mean, he fucking runs and spears her. I was like, yes. I was like, that's so fucking beautiful just to see that cop spear him, justifyingly, of course.
Yeah.
And,
that's the thing.
And he puts in cuffs.
You can literally
get away. Cuffs and you know? Some money since I live in Florida and it's normal everyday life here, but a lot of people still wear masks. Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, like, I mean, like, honestly, like, I get people, there's a difference between police brutality and just actions. And that shit was uncalled for, her throwing the bottle at the cop's head. I was like, she got sure. a good beating. I promise you, they got the female officer to rough her up. I can guarantee you that.
Nice. Well, you know, there's some cops are getting busted for roughing up somebody and making comments about it. I don't know if the guy, it was a traffic stop and it turned bad, but it was, I think it was, you know, white on black kind of thing. The white guys made a few comments, somebody heard it and they're getting, and I don't know if he got roughed up, but it was more about the comments. It was more of a kind of whatever, I don't know. Riding that line again, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
shit.
You
know,
it's almost like, if you're a cop, you had to deal with the same people all the time. In fact, my buddy's a frontliner, and he says a lot of the people that he has to deal with it's all the same people because they don't know any better. They don't know any different, and they have to go keep going back and taking care of the same people. I'm sure police are the same way. And, your patience runs thin after a while, you know, and then you kind of – they run or they do something. You tackle them and – he tackle him too hard. Somebody videotapes it. Next thing you know, it's roughing up the guy. It's like, I don't know. This doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't.
Hey, Eric, did you notice that we just got two new listeners join us?
Oh, would you like to introduce them?
PBGF 6110 and PBGF 64E. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff after it. But, you know, both of them. You know, I've heard about both of them.
I think they're brothers.
Both great friends of the show. Love pastries. They both look like famous
celebrities.
People. Famous people, yeah. And, you know, that's always good. We like to have almost famous people here. We appreciate you stopping by.
They ride motorcycles in the winter, and they enjoy fruit salad.
Right. Well, there's always that.
Whatever the hell that's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to figure out from Kiki what Kiki's podcast is because there's something going on. Well, anyway,
so when you guys are live, can you save it as a podcast? Yeah, you can save it, Kiki.
Yeah.
When you're done doing your live, what happens? Once you get to your profile, you'll see that it'll show you that you went live, and after that, you click on that down arrow, and then you can either choose to download or you can choose to like
Podbean will throw you everywhere.
Delete.
Yeah, or delete it. Yeah, I like to download it first and then edit it just to get rid of all like the annoying like trolls and all the dumb shit that's in there. And just edit that out of the show.
We are unedited and we don't care because we just love rambling. Post it. And we love the fact that, you know, we just do it, done, send it.
How do we sound? Do we sound rotten? Are we sound all right? Are we kind of funny? Or kind of entertaining?
We're barely entertaining.
Have
you met us? No, before anybody chimes in, we're doing the Wednesday show, which is St. Patrick's Day. And St. Patrick's Day show is going to be – and Kiki, I want you to join us and kick in and give us your live perspective from Ireland. Because
what's up,
really,
Hobo?
It's just going to be Hobo Chillin's here. You know Hobo Chillin'. good friend of the show. Good friend of the show owns a pastry grocery store and has great taste in podcasts. Hobo Chillin', thanks for
and
talking.
And he's that guy that's in the corner that asks you for a dollar every day.
Yeah, he owns a grocery store.
But no, the show on Wednesday is going to be St. Patrick's Day, and I'm going to talk about like traditional classic Irish music, and I really love Kiki's.
Oh, sweet Kiki!
On the music, yeah. Any of that, I think that would be great.
We're going to have.
I would love to hear your show, Kiki.
A little bit.
Yeah, let me see. Let me follow you.
Famous bands from Ireland.
There we go.
So I missed the part what Kiki talks about on his podcast, but I want to be part of it. How do I follow you, Kiki?
Well,
I'm going to find you.
Don't you didn't tell me about
that? Yeah, I just followed you, Kiki. Yeah, I'd love to have you on my show too, Kiki.
I'm not sure I know how to do that, but I'm going to try.
Do you know the guest that we're going to have? We're having Shane McGowan's dentist on Wednesday as a guest. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that, but that'll be perfect.
You know who Shane McGowan
is? Now I'm following you, Kiki. He's Kiki. I'm digging it.
All right. This is all about the Bill Show.
It's all about the Bill Show.
I decided, on my next show, I think I'm going to go ahead. Sorry.
Kiki knows Shane McGowan.
Why does that name sound familiar? McGowan.
He's the lead singer of the Pogues, and he's got the worst set of teeth you ever seen in your life.
Gee, werewolf teeth, what?
Yes, the Pogues. She ever seen the Pogues, Kiki? Shane McGowan. It looks like his teeth got hit by a weed whacker.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, oh, they're nasty. Go look at a picture of him. He's off.
Hey, I'm just looking at the Tullamore Golf Club.
Huh?
And I'm looking at the.
Thanks a lot, guys. I don't think I'm going to sleep well tonight with that image in my head.
Yeah. Oh, never seen him live. My buddies have. I haven't.
I don't think I saw the Pogues.
You'd probably remember them.
Yeah,
it's on a crazy show. I heard.
Right. You know, Kiki, you're allowed to push the button that with the little phone on it, the little green phone, and call in. You're more than welcome.
So, yeah. Yeah, you are, Kiki.
There's nothing more beautiful than a Central Irish brogue. I'm telling you.
Be Irish. Huh. Nice.
Yeah. I almost didn't get to leave Ireland because I sounded too Irish. But that was in the 80s when there was still an immigration problem.
I think that's my...
You had an immigration problem in Ireland?
Yeah, they almost... Well, they...
You overstay your welcome?
Yeah.
Your visa?
Have you met me? So Kiki, you need to join us on Wednesday around 8 o'clock. Well, the same time now. Okay, I got you. I'm with you. But no, you need to join us on Wednesday because it's going to be a very goofy, silly Irish pretending we know what we're talking about music show. And you can correct us. It'll be awesome. I've never been too full of myself that I couldn't take a little correction and someone telling me to go shove it. Because, you know, sometimes I need to be told to go shove it every other day.
I'm with my love.
There we go. Pulling up some Pogues. It's 1:35 a.m. Well, get off the babysitter and listen to some boys talking Irish. Poorly. It'll be awesome. You there in the living room. Get off the babysitter. What movie is that from, Eric? Yeah, it's not anything worth anything. Dig it, man. Dig it.
That's the Pogues, Dirty Old Town.
What's a Dirty Old Town?
Good song.
Yeah.
I love that. It was great. Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
And that's the chime in from the legal offices of Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf. Decided that they should tell us to cut it out.
Cut what out? Pogues?
Us.
You and me. Oh, yeah. We're wrap it up.
We're toast. We're cooked. We did this crap for an hour and a half, man.
I know. We should wrap it up. You guys going to be around on Wednesday?
Come see us. Come listen to us on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday's going to be fun and goofy.
Shepherd's pie and Guinness and some Jameson or no, Tarmadu and
the Muppets were canceled for racism. Are you serious?
They were not canceled for racism. They were given an opportunity to show the what you call it, disclaimers. So big deal. Yeah, because you know they can be abrasive, but yeah, whatever. Boo! Doesn't matter.
So was what about like the Jeffersons and all?
Oh hell yeah, I love the Jeffersons.
Well, you know, Over. What channel are those on now?
I don't know.
You can watch it on MeTV.
Hey, what about the Tijuana Toads?
They just put a little disclaimer in front of them saying, you know, some people find this stuff offensive. Whatever, who cares?
Yeah, the Looney Tunes.
If you don't like it, turn it off.
Oh, shit, yeah. Looney Tunes is – there's a lot of racist, controversial cartoons episodes on Looney Tunes, especially with the Hitler shit.
Yeah, but, you know – whatever. It either bugs you or it doesn't. If it bugs you, don't watch it. If it doesn't bug you,
right,
giggle a little bit. You know, it is what it is. It's artists being creative.
You know, so, I don't know if y'all are. Right now. I don't know if y'all are interested, but in my next show coming up, I'm going to do tomorrow, a pop up show tomorrow. Nice. Hold on, guys.
That's the way he walks, by the way.
A little bit from the cramps.
That's right.
All right, so Wednesday.
So, guys,
Wednesday's gonna be good.
So, I decided I'm gonna do a pop up show tomorrow. And my pop up show, I'm talking about movies, specifically bad movies. What could have been done to make the movie better?
I like the sound of that.
That's tomorrow night. That's a build top.
Yeah, is that tomorrow night?
Yeah, 8:30. Well, for me, I'll be on around like 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Yeah, you can join me too.
For our little holiday.
Hey, Kiki, thanks for stopping by. Hey, Sly Dog is joining us.
You're awesome, Kiki.
Eric, you know about Sly Dog.
I'm going to introduce him.
Sly Dog, good friend of the show, smells delightful, looks good in stripy shirts, has great taste in podcasts. Of course.
Cool. That's fine, Kiki.
Hey, pour me another.
I'm looking forward to Kiki's show too. I want to hear some of this. And you said, Kiki, you said you're on Instagram. You do Instagram shows or YouTube shows?
Kiki rocks, man.
What are you thinking, Bill? You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. It's almost been an hour and a half.
We're done, baby.
We're toast. We're gonna be on Wednesday. Wednesday? What do you think? 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and I stream on Twitch too. Okay, I'll check you out on Twitch. What's your Twitch?
We're 8 o'clock Eastern time, by the way, baby.
Yeah, I think you got Central. Central.
And hey, looks like Kiki's got some more followers tonight, which is great because
let me screenshot this.
Hurry up, let it write there up, write go. It down, and all right, off we
I screenshot
go.
It.
All right, Captain
on, Twitch. All right, guys.
Yeah, Jimmy, thanks for stopping.
Yeah,
by,
come look up for us on Wednesday, Kiki.
Awesome.
We're gonna see you on Sarmenti, everybody. Sly okay. Dog, we're wrapping it up. Run about an hour and a half. All so right. We'll see you on Wednesday.
It's about time the captain set sail onto another show.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Later, guys. Loss.
All right, see ya. Be good.
All right. It's Eric.
It's Bill.
I'm about done with you. You're about done with
me. I'm about done with you, too. You had a good show.
I believe there's some exit music that we're allowed to play because we have full rights and usage thereof.
Yes. And hey, do you like my little about thing that I changed?
I'm not sure. Oh, the
this podcast is honestly driven by two Detroit aged flavors.
Yeah, that is beautiful. That is keep that forever. It forever.
That's cool.
But remember, all funds raised this evening are going to charity. She's the 19-year-old pole dancer I'm putting through college. There we go. I got him.
That's funny.
I love it.
All right. Geeky, we'll see you on Wednesday if you're even still there. Sly Dog, Wednesday, everybody else.
Thanks for all stopping
by. Rock Hobo, see you. Thanks for showing up.
You know, some say that science and religion don't mix. If it wasn't for DNA, we would have never caught those priests.
Anyway.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Later. All right, Bill.
That was Low Standards, of course. That was Eric.
That's Bill.
Good night, sister.
Adios, amigos.
Had enough of you.
All right, ciao, man.